Welcome to our program for Friday, October 8th. If this is your first time tuning in to our program, I just want to welcome you and hope that our words and those of Father Adriano Zandana, who we hear on Fridays, they all touch your heart. If you're returning to our program, then welcome back. And assuming that you are returning because you've enjoyed the previous shows, we encourage you to share this link with friends and families so we can reach a larger audience. As St. Peter said, silver and gold I have not, but what I have I give freely. And in this case, what we have is the Word of God in sharing our faith. With that being said, let us discuss what's coming up for today's broadcast from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Obviously, on Fridays we listen to Father Adriano Zandana, but as you know, he has been studying world global communications, because he comes from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, and the Canção Nova community, which is a large media Catholic operation, much like local operations that, local meaning local to the United States, not necessarily local to Boston, that are rather worldwide. And so what he works with in Canção Nova is worldwide, except it's in Portuguese because it comes out of Brazil. So many people here in the United States do not know that, but it's a very powerful community and we enjoy what he has to share with us. So we're going to switch over to the program that you heard a year ago with my introduction and listen to Father Adriano in the process. So let us switch over. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I'm the administrator of St. Anthony in Alston, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Don't forget our morning show is at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE, 590 AM. That's WEZE, 590 AM. Well, we're going to listen to Father Adriano talk to us about the third commandment, then go into the fourth. And he's also going to mention to us about football, but he's coming from Brazil. Football is what we call soccer. Just so you know, he's going to mention it in light of watching football. But you'll hear him in just a few minutes. And he's doing a great job. And I really enjoy that he is sharing with us so many things coming to us from Brazil. So here is Father Adriano Zandana.
Hello, everybody. This is Father Adriano back with you to continue our in-depth look at the Ten Commandments with a little help from St. Thomas Aquinas. Well, I'm gonna conclude. Firstly, I'm gonna conclude the third commandment, and so I'm gonna start a new reflection about the fourth one. Well, just to remind us, the third commandment is, remember that you keep holy the Lord's Day. There are three specific things we can devote ourselves to on the Lord's Day. We should offer sacrifice to the Lord. The sacrifice of Christians is to offer our very souls to the Lord God. We carry these out through prayer and devotion. We should not be gladness on the Lord's Day. We shouldn't eat excessively or give in to our other bodily temptations. After all, you aren't really devoting yourself to God if you play video games or watch football the whole day. We should also give alms. Charity is essential for the Christian life. Finally, we need to devote ourselves to spiritual enlightenment. We need to read the Bible and pray. We should use this time to speak about our faith with others, those who share our beliefs, and those who don't. The practice of reading the Bible, praying, and discussing the faith will fortify the heart of the sinner. And that's all of us, isn't it? Remember that the purpose of the Lord's Day is to rejuvenate our spirit and prepare us to face the coming week as new, stronger people. Well, when we read the Bible closely like this and explore the teachings of the saints, it really improves us as people, doesn't it? So that is it for the third commandment. And right now, I'm going to introduce you into the fourth commandment. The traditional text reads, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thou mayest be long-lived upon the land which the Lord thy God will give thee." Of course, these days we don't say thee or thou, but the text remains the same. An interesting point about the Ten Commandments is that they were written on two stone tablets. And in films, we frequently see two lists of five commandments. But in fact, the first tablet was inscribed with the first three commandments, which tell us about loving God. The second tablet was inscribed with seven commandments, which St. Thomas teaches us are related to the love for other people, love for our neighbor. In John's first letter, he gives us a pretty strict definition of love. Love not in word nor in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So when we talk about the love we have for God or our neighbor, we aren't talking about saying, "I love you." It is love.
Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out?
It isn't
enough.
Well, how about to say
looking
we love
at the church's
God,
daily readings?
We must truly
you can find
live,
them at the website of the United States
love.
Conference of Catholic Bishops.
And in
just
the same
go to
way,
Bible.
We must live the love that we have for other people.
And click
people.
On the date that pops up on that page.
For
there are
St.
other
Thomas
options
Aquinas,
on that page as well.
Perfection
that is Bible.usccb.org. And click on the date, and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer.
This isn't a love of
of the Bible.
It's a love
this
of
is a prayerful
bits.
Tip from St. Anthony
By the
Parish
way, let me tell you
Austin
a little bit about St. Thomas Aquinas. I've been talking about his teachings, and I would like to give you some information about him. He was a Dominican friar in the 12th century. Was born into a life of luxury. He made a pretty difficult choice to give up that life of luxury and follow his calling in the service of God. The Dominican order was created to study the scripture and travel the land and spread the good word. Imagine living a luxurious state surrounded by servants to spend your days wandering from place to place through dangerous places, sleeping wherever you lay down your head. Today we get upset if we don't have the right snacks on our flight. But at that time, in 12th century in Europe, the roads were very dangerous. Thomas wasn't kidding. He really practiced what he preached. Well, let's continue. In the Bible, in the New Testament, we find two letters that St. Paul wrote to Timothy. He was a young bishop of the early church and a servant of St. Paul. In these letters, St. Paul teaches us that none of our relatives are closer to us than our mother and father. St. Ambrose taught that our love for our parents is only second to our love for God Himself. St. Augustine has a pretty specific admonishment that a lot of us forget. There is no way for us to repay the things our parents have done for us. After all, we owe them our lives. So, while a parent that sees that their child has offended them has every right to send the child into their own independent life, children don't have the same right to just send their parents away. Think about it. There comes a moment in life when it is time for us to step out on our own path. And we can't always live under the protective roof of our parents. Of course, a responsible mother and father know when it is time to push the bird out of the nest so that it can fly on its own. But when our parents need us, we cannot simply push them away. We must be there to support them. It is a commandment from God, from the Word of God. And if we fulfill it, we will achieve amazing blessings in our human life. Keep it all in mind. Obedience to God's commandment will cause many blessings from Him in our lives. We need to make an put our own effort, a real effort, in order to fulfill God's purposes, to obey His commands, because it will open the gates from heaven upon us. Let's pray together. Our amazing Lord, our amazing Father, please help us to obey Your commandments. Set us free from every kind of blindness. We want to see as You've seen us, as You've seen everything, Lord. Help us. Send upon us Your grace, Your love, Your Holy Spirit. Make us able to obey Your commandments. Heal our pasts. Heal our deep wounds, Lord. Sometimes we aren't able to obey Your word, Your commandments, because of the deep wounds You've been carrying in our own stories. Please, Lord, heal us. Set us free. We need You. We beg You, Jesus, set us free. Make us able to fulfill Your purposes in our life. Amen. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And this concludes today's program for October 8th. I hope you enjoyed Father Adriano, as he's always great to listen to. If what you heard today touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's broadcast and podcast with friends and family so that they can be enlightened as well. Our goal is to reach new listeners daily, and together we can make that happen. Thank you again for tuning in. We look forward to tuning in to our next podcast and broadcast, which would be coming up on Monday. By the way, we have that morning show. It's from midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE. It's at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. It's a 15-minute program. And of course, this one returns on Monday at 3 o'clock PM on WROL. Have a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.